Mishnah Yamis for Wednesday, the 18th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Hamakarish Bechelkoi, a Kohen who wants to marry a woman with his using his portion of the meat of the Karbonas that he shares with his fellow Kohenim. Ben Kotcha Kedoshim, whether it's the holiest of Karbonas like Chatos Osham, of which the Kohenim have the meat to eat, or Ben Kodshim Kalim, whether it's the former lighter form of Kodshim, like Shlomim, where the Kohenim just get the breast and the right foreleg. Either case, Einam Mekudeshes, she will not be Mekudeshes if he gives her these things. Why not? Because the Hektish that he eats is not considered the money of the Kohenim. It's not considered their personal assets. It's considered Shulchan Gavoy, it's called the table of the Almighty's food. And he only gives it to the Kohenim for one reason, to eat it. That's all. And because of that, they cannot use it for any other purpose. It's not theirs to be Mekadesh and Isha with it. But Masa Sheni, what happens if a person's Mekadesh, a woman with Masa Sheni? Now Masa Sheni has to be taken up to Yerushalayim, or the value, or sold, or redeem it and take the value up to Yerushalayim. But using it to Mekadesh and Isha, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid, whether he or she did not know that it was Masa Sheni money, whether they knew it was Masa Sheni money, either way, Lo Kiddush, the woman will not be Mekudeshes. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Masa Sheni is called Mamon Gevoya. It's called Hashem's money. It's not called personal assets. And because it's personal assets, therefore, you cannot use it for anything other than what it was designated for, namely to eat it in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Huda Omer, B'Shogeg Lo Kiddush. If he or she did not know that it was Masa Sheni money, not Mekudeshes. Why? Because she assumed it was ordinary food, that she wouldn't have to schlep up to Yerushalayim. And now that she receives this as her kiddushin, as her method of Mekadesh, she won't be happy because she now all of a sudden finds out, oh, you Mekadesh me with something that I have to take up all the way, schlep all the way up to Yerushalayim. So B'Shogeg, clearly not Mekudeshes. But B'mezid Kiddush, Rabbi Yehuda holds, when it comes to B'mezid, yes, it will be Mekadesh. If he and she both knew about it, it'll be a good Kiddushin. Why is that? Because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that Masa Sheni is not, although you have to take it up to Yerushalayim to eat it, it's not called Momen Gevoya. It's not called Hashem's money. It's called Momen Hedyot. It's called the ordinary householder's money. It belongs to the farmer. Yes, he has to eat it in Yerushalayim. He has to be Kiddush and not then, etc. But it's still his money, and he can use it to be Mekadesh a woman with it, providing that he and she both are fully aware of that. Uve Hektish, and says Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Hektish, if a person is Mekadesh a woman with something that was designated to the Bedek HaBayis to be used to sell it and use the proceeds for the repairs and maintenance fund, B'mezid, if he knew that it was Hektish Kodesh, Kiddush, we said it'll be a valid Kiddushin. Or B'Shogeg, if he didn't know that it was even Hektish that he was giving her, like Kiddush, Shlomo Kiddushes. Divrei Rabbi Meir. What's the reason? Rabbi Meir holds that when a person uses Hektish, knowing it was Hektish, then it becomes Chulin. He doesn't have error, he's done a serious sin, but the article now loses its Kiddusha. It becomes Mischal, it becomes profaned. That's only if he did it on purpose. He intended to take away the Kedusha, he intended to use it for his own private purposes, in this case, to be Mekadesh a woman, and therefore she is Mekadeshes. But when it comes to Shogeg, he didn't even know it was Hektish money. Well, he didn't intend to take it out L'Cholin, and therefore it's possible that he doesn't want that the Hektish should be removed from it. And if it's still Hektish, it's not his money. He can't be Mekadesh a woman with God's money, with Hektish. Rabbi Yehuda says exactly the opposite. He says, B'Shogeg Kiddush, B'Mezid L'Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Hektish B'Mezid, if it's done on purpose, it will not lose its Kedusha. And B'Shogeg, only if it's done B'Shogeg, it will lose its Kedusha. So therefore, only B'Shogeg, when he didn't know about it, there was Hektish. Only then do we say that the Hektish loses its Kedusha, it becomes Cholin. And he has to bring a korban me'ilah because he profaned it. He has to mashal and pray the Karen and the Chomesh, the principal and the fifth. That he has to do. But it's his money. It's considered his money when he did it B'Shogeg. And therefore, she'll be Mekudeshes. If it was done B'Mezid, on the contrary, it will not be Yotzei L'Chulin and it will not be Mekudeshes. It won't be Mekudeshes. It's not his money. Who is the halacha like? Well, in the case of Maaseh Sheni, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. It's considered Mamon Gevaya, Hashem's money, and he cannot be Mekadesh and Nisha, a woman with it, whether B'Shogeg or Maaseh. When it comes to Hekdesh, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. And that is that in the case of Shogeg, she will be Mekadeshes, because we say that if he didn't know about it, that is Hekdesh, it'll become profaned, but it becomes his money, and he can use it to Mekadesh and Nisha. If he did know about it, it was done b'mezid, then no, then it will not be mekadeshes, because the article of hekdesh does not become cholin then, if he purposely tried to use it. Mishnah test. We're going to learn here that if a person's mekadesh with some a woman with something that's also banah, he can't have any benefit from that she's not mekadeshes. A mekadesh be orla, a person who's mekadesh, a woman with orla, with fruits of orla, about which it says that arelim yilachem arelim lo ye ochel. Lo ye ochel means literally just not be eaten, but our rabbis learn it means not just not eaten, but also not having any anah from it. Well, if there's no anah, he can't use it to mekadesh a woman with it. It's got no value to him. He's not giving you something of value. Bekila kerim, or he uses his mekadesh a woman with some fruits that grew, or some vegetables that grew in a vineyard, that was sown in a vineyard, and when it's there, sown for a certain period of time, then it becomes osobana. It's learned from the pasuk pentiktash. Do not sow your vineyard with diverse seeds. He takes a grape seed and a wheat kernel and a barley kernel, and together throws it all in one ground and covers it up. That would be kila kerem. What grows from that is absolutely also to be eaten, and even having hana from it. So he cannot be kaddish a woman. Bashar Nisko, he uses an ox that's based in Hepaskin that has to be stoned because it killed a human being. Sokol Sokol Ashar. And the halacha is that once Basin has decided and made that ruling, even if someone chaps it and gets it and shechts it, too late. Once there's been a declaration that this is sentenced to death, it's also been off from that moment on. And he cannot be kaddish a woman with it. Over Egla Arufa, if he... the calf that has its neck chopped when its body is found between two cities, they take a calf down to the Nahal Eson, down to a very strong river, or some say it means a strong valley. And once it's gone down to there, that calf, even before it's been neck chopped, it's Osobana. It's considered Kotshim. It says Kapora. Bitsipoire Metzora, using the two birds that a Metzora takes to purify himself, he shats one bird over another bird. The blood goes into the bucket, and he dips the live bird into that. So when that happens, when once the tzipper has been, once the bird has been shechted, then they're both osobana, the one that's left alive and the one that's been shechted. Some of us learn that it only means the tzipper, the bird that was shechted. That's osobana. But the tzipper, the bird that gets sent out to freedom, is not become osobana. So some say it's only the one zipper. Uvasar nazir, what about the hair of a nazir, about which it says, Kadeshia gadol perasareshe, it shall be holy, the growth of his head, the hair. So from here we know that, and it also says, Gidula ye kadesh, the rabbis learned, Gidula ye kadesh, that what grows from it will be holy. And from here we learn it's osobana, and the nazir goes and he shaves it at the end of his Nazirehood. When he does that, he burns it. So if he uses this hair that he shaved, also is not going to be Mekadeshes, because it's also banah. Over Petach Amor, he uses the firstborn of his donkeys, which is meant to redeem with a sheep. And if he doesn't redeem it with the sheep, the Torah says, Varafto, you shall chop his neck off. And we learn from the word arifa, we have a gzereshava, likeness of expression. The word back of the neck or chopping appears by the case of the here in the case of the petach amor, that if he doesn't want to redeem it, he doesn't want to give the coin that is the sheep to redeem it, then he has to lose it himself. He loses his own firstborn donkey. He has to chop its neck. And it also says the word arifa when it talks about the body found between two cities. So just like there, it's also bana once the animal goes down. So here too, the petach amor, which wasn't redeemed, is also bana. Some say, however, that it's only Osabanah after the Arifa was actually done, after the neck was chopped, or the back of the neck of the donkey. Others say that even before that, as long as it hasn't been redeemed, it's Osabanah, also a benefit. And also when there's meat being cooked with milk, that's also Osabanah. It says three times you should not cook a calf in its goat's milk. You should not cook a goat in its mother's milk. It says it three times. The rabbis learned once it's to forbid it, prohibit it to eat. One's to prohibit it to have any benefit. And one is to prohibit even cooking for it, even cooking it. Or chulin shenishchot abazara. Or he used chulin, he used something ordinary that was shechted, or an ordinary animal. We're not allowed to shecht it in the Azara area. And then he shechted it in the temple courtyard. So such a halacha, in such a case, she's not mukadashis. In all these cases that we've said, one thing in common. The article used is osabanah, forbidden to have any benefit from it. So there's no mamash, there's no ownership that he has over it. He's not giving something of his own. And therefore, ena mukadashis, she won't be also, she won't be betrothed, she won't be married. Because in all the cases, he hasn't given her something of money, of substance, of monetary substance. Mecharon, what happens if he went and he sold these articles, any of these things mentioned in our Mishnah, he sold it for money to Goy, v'kiddush b'dameihin, and he was mekadesh her with the proceeds, whatever he received from them. Mekadeshes. So we say she will be mekadeshes. Why? Because the money will not take on the isur of the original article, the original grapes, for example. A man, it's not tofes domov. An article will not get the value of it to be like the original one unless the isur has actually, except for two cases. The two cases where even if it's sold, we say that the isur transfers to the proceeds as well are the Avodah Zarah and Shemitah produce. And that's Avodah Zarah because the Torah says, "Ohisa cherem kamoyo," you shall be, you'll be, anything that you have from it shall be considered cherem, doomed. And in the case of Shemitah, produce of Shemitah, the Torah says, "Yovel hi kodesh shelachem." And the Gemara learns that the comparison of Yovel to Hektish is that just like Hektish, its kedusha will apply to the money for the sale of it as well. So to Shemitah, if you swap something for Shemitah, that'll also be Topaz Damao. It also, if you sell Shemitah, that is, then the kedusha of Shemitah will go to the money and the proceeds of sale as well. They're the exceptions, though.